Come on, kids, now gather round. Grab along and sit right down. What's that smell? What's that sound? You're on fire, now hit the ground. It's the Campfire Shit Show. And now, your camp counselors, Bo Hufford and Meryl Climo.
Classic. Classic. Hello.
Hello.
Listeners, I just want to start this right out, because if you've been listening to the podcast at all in the last year or two, Meryl is obsessed with getting on game shows.
Correct.
Like, has always been.
I'm almost obsessed with getting up to the point of that it would happen and then somehow sabotaging it.
Right. And so, you know, it's been long enough to where I almost forgot what a pain in the ass it all is.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's this new show coming out. It's going to be on Fox. And Meryl's like, will you please, 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 one more time, just last time, please, will you audition for the show with
you
me?
Should be so hashtag thankful that I'm choosing you.
And so, of course, you know, it's never easy. If you've never auditioned for a show.
Oh, my gosh.
It isn't just a, hey, we're going to meet on Zoom or Skype or in person or any of that stuff. And then we're just going to do the interview and that's it. You know, it takes you 10, 15 minutes and that's it. It's never like that. In this case, it was like 14 documents of instructions on how to log in, and then you've got to do this, and you can't wear a t-shirt and no hats and no, you know, no athletic wear, or you're immediately booted off the thing. It's whoa.
You also, I'm not in a mood where I have to like sell myself on anything.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of like a video version, a picture version, a written tutorial on like why we should pick you. And I'm almost like, I almost am in like the take it or leave it phase.
Oh yeah. And then I remember reading one of the things is like, okay, big energy. Like I get why they need that. I get why they want that. It's like, of course, nobody wants to get on a show and like, hi, I'm this guy, you know. But like, when you're in your apartment and you're on a Zoom call or a Skype call,
right?
It's really hard to be like, I'm really excited. Like,
welcome, America.
Yeah.
I tried to get us pumped during that. We just did an audition.
Yeah.
And I tried to get us pumped by having us look at some art. While the auditioning was auditioning.
No, this is great. This is great. Okay, so anyway, so let me tell them.
Let me tell them.
So we're going to do this interview.
That's true.
The woman is late by 30 minutes, mm-hmm. which in any world is kind of like, it's a little annoying.
Yeah, and I already have trouble figuring out my Skype because then it links to like Microsoft Office and I don't even know how to log into that. There's just, even just to like sign on Skype gives me anxiety.
And so we get on and then she's like, your connection's horrible. Like, and I was like, well, it's not my internet because I got fucking the
You're
moon.
Strong.
Yeah, it's strong as an ox. No, but so anyway, we get on the interview, we're talking, and then Meryl proceeds to almost immediately as we jump on the call, her laptop is sitting beside it. We're calling from my phone video, and she pulls up Pornhub like right away.
I know what I want. Some people listen to classical music while they work. I want to watch like the first thing I went to was like it was all like interracial banging. It was very violent.
What I loved is like in the screen watching her, I could see the reflection of us in in her glasses.
So, what you
don't realize is that I wear glasses and I was looking over. She could see it.
Oh no, I haven't even thought about that.
And then what does she say? What are you guys looking at?
Yeah.
She said, what are you guys looking at over to your right? And we were
oh my God, she's going to think we're absolute sex freaks. This is definitely going to work in our favor.
Yeah, but she definitely, she called it out. She's like,
my God.
What are you guys looking at? And we were like, oh, I was just looking at the
But
nothing.
In your reflection, it's like, the money shot times a million.
It's like, mom, cum guzzles or
game
son.
Show people bang with the extra money. So I think it might be, and I tried to, I think you did a very good job. You carried that audition.
Okay, but wait a minute. If you've listened to the past, you know that we have applied together on game shows. And on the last one, Meryl got an email shortly after saying like, great interview, guys. We're great. It's amazing. We love you guys. Is there someone else you could do it with? Because we love your energy, but we really want two girls. It's like bullshit or whatever.
So then
it was like, Bo's out, right?
Right.
And I was like, wow, that kind of hurts my feelings a little bit. And we went through that whole thing.
Yeah. And then I could even follow up now because that didn't go anywhere is that I did it with my friend Megan and her and I went to like another hour. Like you should be so lucky or happy that you didn't do it because it resulted in like
Thank you for sparing me. Oh, thank you, Meryl. I appreciate you. Gosh, you're always thinking of me.
I'm looking out for you.
Yeah. Well, this time it was great because we did the whole interview. And just so you know, I tried to turn up the notch a bit.
You did wonderful.
I tried to be funny and I tried to be like, man, and I wasn't feeling it, but I tried. And in the end, she's like, okay, I love you guys. I'm pushing you onto stage two. You're going to go to the next round and we're really excited. Everything you guys said was so great. We're going to have to compound this into like 2 minutes. And I don't know how that's possible because you guys said so many funny things. And then she goes, and just so you know, as we go forward, all types of changes can happen. Like, you know, they might ask, like, maybe they only like one of you.
Or yeah.
And I was just like, motherfucker. I knew right then she was prepping me. She's like, we love Meryl.
What if like the Fox editing team is like editing you out in real time? they're like deep faking someone else on. They're like, oh, she'd actually go good with this girl from Indiana or something. But I don't want that. And it's actually frustrating. If truly for this one, if they end up, I actually don't think it will go that way. I think it will. If any of us, they choose, they'll choose you. But
no.
I think for me, like, I can't, this is the partner that I think I'll be the best at. So mm-hmm. either take us or leave us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll
keep
see.
Everyone updated.
We'll see. The next scene is like you on this show. Like, I won.
She was always my first choice.
But you know, the deal we made before is like, if you were going to go on with your other friend, mm-hmm. that you were going to give me 10% of your winnings.
Absolutely. I still would now.
High five.
I mean it.
Okay. And I'll do the same.
Okay. I trust you.
No, I appreciate you, but I thought it was so funny. I'm like, oh, she's prepping. Because I don't, you know, I think also you're a 30-something-year-old girl that's like bubbly and just an absolute lunatic.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm the concrete under your ground a little bit.
They don't like white men aren't in
now.
And
yeah.
I'm
like 40,
white men that
I'm
are doing well in life are not in.
A 45-year-old skinhead, you know, and it's like, oh, we can't have this guy.
Right, right. If I told you to remove the swastika,
you know, you should partner up with my ex, Brittany, because you guys are a couple tokens.
I'm a Jewish girl. That's neurotic. And yeah, I would like it. Maybe that's my in.
Oh, boy. Okay. Anyway, no, she would never. She would roll her eyes the entire time at any of this energetic shit. And I should, but I'm trying to make you happy.
I'm always trying
to please you.
Thank you. You really are. Oh, my gosh. You really are. All the men. That's something that I have with all the men in my life is that. You and a lot of other people, like you guys try so hard. I feel like I don't appreciate the men in my life. Like
I was gonna say the same thing. You don't.
I have a lot of nice people doing nice things for me.
Well,
and instead, I want to squish them like a fucking slug and then drink their juice.
Oh my God! I want you to reflect on that. Let's move on. Here
reflect.
We go.
Woo!
Tell me something. What's fresh in your
life? I have
a
funny story that happened.
Ooh.
It's not like slap your knee funny, but it's amusing. I thought. Share with everyone.
All right. Well, thank you for containing us.
Okay. Good. I mean, if you want to slap your knee along.
No. There will be no knee slapping today.
So it happened last week.
Oh, that sounds like the good start of a book.
Oh my gosh,
so
we have to also start doing spooky shit because it's almost Halloween now.
And if we don't?
Then
now you've just
I'll fucking kill you.
Okay. Tell me your story about LA.
Okay. So something I'm dealing with now is that I have three different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Podfly,
right.
Podchaser, mm-hmm. and another podcast production agency. And so all those jobs, it's like when they're chill, they're totally chill. Like it's like manageable. But on days that like this call has a Zoom, this call needs something, this call's popping up or this, you know, and then Podfly is like this client needs something right away. So I was having a day where I had stupidly made plans in Los Angeles too. I had a 10 o'clock meeting for something and then I had made lunch plans like right after. And then I had a call at 1 and then like something else at 4:30 and I had arranged to go thrift shopping with
Okay, so right away knowing LA and if you don't know LA out there guys and girls, it's impossible to get across town to do more than one to two thing in a day.
Yes.
I believe it's
too.
Really hard. So if you were going to get lunch, have meetings and go thrift shopping, that's like 3 days.
It's just a lot. And all trying to like be present on the call. So like the 1 p.m. call, I found a Starbucks in Silver Lake. That's what I sent a picture of you to you because there's all these like punks and anarchists there. But I'm like, oh, you're drinking like a caramel frappuccino. like all of their stuff just said like disobey. like, oh my God. So I was taking pictures of them. So I like the 1 o'clock call I did by like the skin of my teeth. And then I like met my friend at 2. Mm. And then it was just basically every single thing I was like dangling by a thread that whole day.
Sure,
and
sure.
I was mad at myself for just like scheduling myself so crazy. But the biggest thing that I had in my day was that like I have a 4:30 call that on Wednesdays that I'm supposed to lead. And so it like I share my screen.
Okay.
I have like a little sales sheet and I'm supposed to like I'm the one that so I can't just like be on a walk and do it. I have to be like present
right,
at my computer doing it.
How
yeah.
dare you be present?
Yeah. So I had, so we had decided, once again, I decided last minute that around around three, I would go for Thai food because I was hungry.
My God.
I needed nourishment in order to do that.
Okay.
And the Thai dinner, or Thai dinner, was taking a really, really long time.
Oh.
And it was beginning to be like 4:05.
Oh.
And I knew I needed to get back. And I realized I don't have enough time to go back to my place in Glendale. So I'm going to have to go to my friend's house in Silver Lake. And so they said, so at this point, by accident, I had gotten some Thai food like all over my body. And so I'm already like, oh, like I'm sweating. I've just had like a long day. I haven't been home since like 9 a.m.
Thai food on your shirt.
Yeah, I have Thai food on my shirt. I had on like a white tank top. So it was just like curry all over.
Mm.
And I just felt like discombobulated. And also like my phone was down to like 6%. And then my computer was down. And it was just like nothing was like going correctly. So I go to my friend said, you can definitely come back and do it at our house in Silver Lake. But just know that my roommate is having a meeting. So like, and they usually meet in the living room and they're trying to like, you know, brainstorm some stuff. So if you don't mind when we get to the house, just go back into this little like, you know, this little like back foyer.
Oh, yes.
Room. Yes. So I say, okay, so we get to her house and I go back into the room and I start the call. It's like 4:29 and I like log on just immediately. And so I start the meeting by like going through the wrong sales sheet. Like I realized I was like telling the projections of everything.
Oh,
and then
God.
I realized I was looking at the long week or the wrong week, the last week. And so I said, oh, like that's actually last week and now I'd like to compare it to this week. And so like I managed to make it through, but it was just like
stupid.
And so then during the Skype call or during the Zoom call, my phone dies because I have no battery. And so then I log on to my computer and my computer basically gets like no service and no like back in their room. I'm not getting anything. And so I'm the one that has to leave the call. So I try to plug in my phone and realize that in this room that I'm in, it's kind of like almost a back porch and there's no outlet. Like I don't have anywhere to charge my phone. And then I go in the kitchen and it's like they have one outlet and that's like what everything is attached to. And
oh,
I feel
God.
Like I can't touch that. So in my desperateness, I went into their downstairs bathroom and I plugged in my phone to the bathroom and then I plugged in my laptop and I had like I finally signed on to everything, but I was doing the call from like the bathroom sink. So it's like, I want everyone to picture, like I'm wearing a white like stained shirt and I have the laptop set up like basically on the bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
And I'm going through stuff like trying to hold it together. And then my phone's attached to a cord.
Sure.
And so I'm like trying to just run through things and really like losing my mind. And then at some point I hear like, I'm doing the call and I hear someone else is talking and I hear like a real voice behind me and I hear, hello, how are you? And I turn around and like out of nowhere, it's like this actor from the Mindy Project, the TV show that
seriously?
I know, the like love interest, the super hot one.
Really?
Yes. And so like the super hot guy, he's like a famous, he's like one of the main ones on the show.
Wow.
And I guess that's who their
meeting
their creative partner is. And so he was like in their house and it was, and I was like, I so I'm like spread over the sink with like just looking like a complete maniac. I'm sweating and I have like everything plugged into like the bathroom sink and I look around and I'm like, hi, how are you? And then he walked away and then he left, but it was so crazy and scary.
and that's not probably what they wanted him to see first either,
right? It's like I felt like I was like the geeky, and I also think it seemed like after thinking about, because then I go to after like he left and I went to my friend and said, I totally know who that is. Like, I'm not going to pretend don't recognize him or whatever. I'm not gonna, like, I'm not a super fan, but like,
what's his name?
Ed something.
Wow, that helps everybody.
The riveting actor.
That helps everybody.
Ed something. He's like her, I think he's her love interest on the show.
Okay.
And he's like so hot in real life too. And so, after he left, I said, I know who that person is. And then I feel like maybe he thought that like I was the friend that was just like coming over to looky look, but I had no clue that it was him. But he probably, like, you know, if a roommate has a friend that like,
sure,
wants to see him,
sure,
or whatever.
You should have been like, I'm just here for a table read of 12 Angry Men, you know, or something like that.
What's a scene that's set in the bathroom where she has to be like hooked up to like 22 different devices? And so I just like think about like, like, I was like, what am I doing in this moment? I'm like updating people on like how many LinkedIn contacts I've had, right, while this guy is like standing behind me and I'm covered in curry and stuff like that. But this is why I moved to LA, for moments like this. If that's not called breaking into the business.
It's not.
I know it's not. It's sad. I'm going to cry myself to sleep. And that's the highlight of my life.
Aw. Well, that's nice.
I thought that was a nice, funny story.
You met someone famous.
Well, we didn't even meet. Like, I mean,
isn't this like your ultimate goal, being up there, is to be like rubbing elbows in the bathroom with somebody famous?
Kind of. Yeah. No, well, it's so funny because I'm like, my whole goal all along is just to like live in Los Angeles, like even if I'm on the streets of like, you know, like Hollywood or whatever. So like now that I'm up there, I'm like, oh, okay, I actually don't have a script to write or anything.
Listen, I understand the LA thing because it's like, like when I go to Japan, it's like everything is better in Japan. It's
Yes.
I'll go eat lunch.
You just
want to
live there.
I'll eat lunch at 7-Eleven in Japan because it is better.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you. Like if someone said, let's go to Denny's, I'd be like, no problem. Denny's is great in Japan, you know? But here I'd be like, oh, come on.
Honestly.
Yeah. So I think it's just, you get that in your mind. And
the
difference is that Japan is actually better and LA is just a garbage place.
I agree.
Okay, great.
Couldn't be more garbage. And then my only update on that too was that I almost got in yet another protest and looting because I was walking to Bed Bath & Beyond. Or no, where was I walking to? I forget. Oh, Pier 1, I think. And I was just trying to get like a nice little container to put my oatmeal toppings in.
Yeah.
And then I ended up in the, like, I guess they're marching and protesting for like an Armenian, Armenia versus Turkey. And there's a bunch of genocide going on. And so I ended up like in the crowd, like next to people that were like holding the Free Armenia.
You'll be so proud of me. I just was in L.A.
What?
Without you.
You never tell me, you little sneaky snook.
I went to L.A. on a secret mission.
What?
Yes, I'm about to tell you. Are you
ready? Let me guess. You want me to guess?
No.
Oh, you're about to tell me.
No, I'm going to just tell you the story.
It's a creative thing.
Okay, it's not a creative thing. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to start this out right.
Erectile dysfunction? No? Okay, I want to guess.
Why? Why?
Oh, no, you just tell me. Okay.
I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay,
just shut up.
But
let
I'll
me tell
after.
The story. Okay. So several months ago, I started doing these online presentations with the company I work for in Japan. Their name is Character Japan. And we were doing these things called Draw Your Dream presentation. And so it would be essentially a keynote slide presentation with a person that could give information about an inside track on the industry of animation or art.
Okay.
So the first one we did was with our past guest and my good buddy, Brian Ronte.
Woo woo.
Yeah, love that boy.
Woo.
And so
Brian, does Brian still listen? Brian, do you still listen? I hope so.
I heard him. Did you hear him? He said yes.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for still listening.
Yes. And so he was the first one, and it was a 2-hour presentation where, you know, I'm sort of asking questions and controlling the slideshow, and then Brian is responding and Kage is translating, my good friend Kage, who owns the company.
I feel like you love Brian, but I feel like he's like your show pony.
No, what? Don't say that. But that is an awful thing to say.
No,
about
you
any...
love him as a friend, but I also feel like maybe
I love Brian.
I know, but you.
No,
he is your show pony.
No, I champion him. I really think that he's amazing, and I don't think he's the kind of guy that walks around and goes, I do this and I do that.
No, we all need
and
hype
I
friends.
Love that
Me
about
too.
Him. So I have no problem being like, he's amazing. You should check him out. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Okay, don't get mad. Okay, so please, so you're showcasing this
anyway,
for Character Japan.
So I was doing these presentations, and at the end of the presentation, there's a Q&A. Part, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, Japanese typically don't ask questions. They'll wait till after and then they'll write an email or they'll come up one by one and ask a question. But they don't do it in a crowd like we do here.
Because they're polite?
Yeah, it's a polite thing. It's just a Japanese, you know, culture thing. And I said, hey, is there any questions? All of a sudden this voice comes up, oh, I have a question. And I was like, whoa. Now, everybody here are students and employees in Japan.
Okay.
There's no Americans, okay? And so somebody says, oh, I have a couple questions. And it was this female voice. And I was like, whoa, somebody's speaking like English really well, right? And so I flipped to that screen. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's awesome. And she asked the question. And, you know, Brian answers and everything. And I was like, wait, where are you from? Like, your English is amazing. Like, where in Japan do you live? She's like, oh, no, I live in L.A. And I was like, what? And I was like, so she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, listen. Next time I'm up in LA, let's get together and I'll introduce you to Brian, like firsthand, and maybe because she wants to be in the world of animation.
Okay.
Right? And so, oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. So we kind of like trade information and stuff. And so we're texting after the presentation is over and just saying like, yeah, I'll now that I have information, next time I'm up there, whatever. And then she's like, cool. And I said, and if you're ever in San Diego, let me know. But I mean, we're in pandemic times, right? Like,
right.
It's like not a lot of traveling. She's like, oh, yeah, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much. I don't think anything else of it. Mm-hmm. Right. So she's like, hey, I'd like to invite you up to LA and, you know, kind of come see the space and, you know, just hang out and maybe mm-hmm. draw. And I was like, oh, yeah. And it was one of those things where you go, yeah. But you don't really like, you're not pulling your calendar.
Right. It's
out,
not like, how
know?
About next Tuesday?
Right.
It's like at some point that does sound good. But
Right. So this is like 2 months ago.
Okay.
And so I'm like, yeah, sometime. But then she keeps asking and I'm like, okay, listen. I'll do it. I'll come up and let's draw and let's hang out for the day, right? And in that time, we talked a little bit here and there, but nothing. It was no, like, nothing.
Really? Okay.
It really wasn't.
Okay.
But somewhere in there, we must have had conversations about certain things because I drive up to L.A. Now, L.A. is 2 and some change drive, right? Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to go, like, 3 weeks ago, but I canceled because I just wasn't feeling up for the whole day. So okay. She was like, oh, that really sucks. I had the day planned. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So then I finally say, okay, I'm coming up. I'm going to do it. I promise. I won't let you down. I'm going to come up and let's hang out and whatever. So
as we've talked about before, I it's annoying, and maybe some females aren't like this, but I hate to admit that you kind of canceling almost like ups your stock a little bit too. Like, now I've learned to appreciate like good guys and not liking people that cancel, but there's something about, I don't know what it is, but there's something about like being excited to see someone and then like not showing up that maybe that's just my own issues and my own.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Life. I don't know how that.
Which is so weird. But yeah,
I would think I would have been annoyed by me had I
like
done
if
a, it.
If you were excited to see, does it make you any more, it's not hard to get, and I hate playing games, but it's
well,
like.
Well, I'm not, I, for me, I'm not trying to play anything.
Exactly. You were just
I'm
too tired.
I'm just really was too tired and I you know. And I had had a long weekend, and it was that weekend I did that cool logo rebranding for a company, and they gave me the job on Friday, and on Monday I was supposed to go up there, and I was like, oh, I worked my balls off
it's
all weekend.
It's just a lot, yeah.
So anyway, so fast forward, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go up, and I'm going to go hang out with this person, because they don't, the thing is, they are from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know anybody. They went to USC for college, but everyone's left because of pandemic and nobody was from LA.
Yeah.
So they're all like leaving. And so she's kind of alone up there. Right. And I was like, it's okay. I'll come up. And so I get up there and she lives right downtown, like right beside the Philharmonic, the Disney,
yep.
That really amazing architectural mm-hmm. phenomenon. And I was like, wow, you live down fucking town, like in a, you know, like in a nice space, but it's very expensive there. Mm-hmm. And so I tell her I'm there. She comes downstairs to meet me. She's like, oh, I'm still cleaning. I didn't know you're, you know, kind of like you were going to be here at this time. I'm like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to be here this morning at some point. Anyway, we go into her building and we go upstairs and we get inside. And
oh my gosh, what the? I'm hooked on this.
We get into her place and I take off my shoes because
that's,
you know,
the culture.
Cultural.
Yeah.
And
it was, is she Japanese?
Yes.
I know you said she. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And so, and I walk in the place. And again, this is a nice, nice building.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I even asked and I think her rent was around $3,000 for a one bedroom.
Damn, girl.
Okay.
And she's an aspiring.
Yeah.
Animator?
Yes.
That pays $3,000 a month?
Well, I don't think, yeah, I don't know the whole story, but there's some stuff.
Okay.
Hold tight.
I'm holding tight.
So I recognize very quickly, you know me, I'm like a kind of like a neat, clean, or tidy freak a little bit.
Yep.
You know, I can lose my edge a little bit on that and you know, have a pile of clothes in the corner.
Yeah, your bathtub says differently for sure.
Okay. Wow. How fucking dare you? How dare you? That is not true.
Other than that, completely perfect.
Okay, so anyway, I walk in and I immediately am like, oh my God. It's pretty messy.
Oh, fuck.
There's a lot of stuff in the kitchen. It's like messy. And I'm like, this is weird. Now, it's messy, but there is no, and I mean zero furniture in the whole place.
What?
Nothing.
No couch?
Nothing.
No dining room table?
Nope. No chairs. No nothing.
What the hell?
Only about 12 pee pads for her dog. And I was like,
oh God.
I immediately was like, oh my God, I can't be here.
Yeah.
There's no way.
What are you going to do, sit on the floor?
I guess. That's the
plan. And the pee pads are inside the house?
Uh-huh. Everywhere.
Oh, God.
Everywhere.
That already is like...
You can tell that the dog owns the place, you know?
Yeah.
And then the dog comes up to me right away, and it's a cute little dog. It's a Shiba Inu, which is like a Japanese fox dog. Really cute dogs, right? But she's like, oh, don't pet him.
Oh, no.
Don't pet him. I was like, oh, well, that's weird because I have a dog, and I'm like, I want to pet the dog. And she's like, no. I'm like, and he's kind of growling at me. I'm like, oh, will he bite me? And she's like, no. He'll just go crazy and he'll start spinning around and going crazy. And I'm like, oh my God. So right away, right out of the gate, in the first minute and a half to 2 minutes, I'm like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Like, get me out of here.
And she didn't say like, I'm so sorry, I just moved today. Like,
No. She's been there for a long time.
Okay. I'm so confused. A long time.
And then she's like, oh, I need to get furniture. Maybe you can help me like find it, like you have good sense of taste or whatever, because through our like the Skype call you could see my house, and
oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, yeah, I saw your house, it looks very nice, and like maybe you could help me. And I was like, sure, you know, like sure, I'll
right,
help you,
right?
I don't want to do that necessarily, you know. I don't,
yeah.
I don't really know you. I'm just
that is
I,
so
you know
random.
What I mean? This is such a weird thing.
You come up to draw and then now you're like like scaling her couch.
So then she's like, oh, you had mentioned that you play a lot of games, like board games. Because mm-hmm. I said to her, like, oh, so what do you want to do? What's the plan today? Thinking that she had like a plan that we would like go out in the city, and
yeah.
She just needed a buddy to like, you know, go out and
we're gonna
and
eat
do this
lunch
thing.
Here, then we're gonna go draw
right,
at this coffee
right,
shop,
right,
then
right.
We're gonna
she's like,
yeah.
I have no plan. She's like, I don't know anything. I'm like, okay, so what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do? And she's like, I thought you had said you liked board games. So I got some board games. And I thought maybe we could play some board games. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I look over, and I'm not kidding you. In the corner, there are at least 10 brand new in the wrapper different board games.
I'm hitting the door.
Different board games. Like all these different board games, like
not on a table,
like,
or
almost
a dresser.
Like you said, you like games. I got lots of games.
I actually bought out Monopoly.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, cool. But I'm thinking, like, are
what
we just? Did
fuck?
I drive to LA to just play like games?
To sit in some person's furnitureless apartment?
Yeah. And so I'm like, this is so interesting. And this is all in the first 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Oh man.
So I'm like, okay, yeah. She's like, well, let's play a game. And I was like, okay, let's play. Which one you want to play? And I saw that she had the game of life. Okay. And
okay.
I was like, oh, let's play the game of life. It's an easy game. And you don't have to learn much. If you've ever played any board game, it's pretty clear cut. It's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I really want to play this game, Jumanji. And I was like the
it's
movie?
A long
like the movie?
Game,
and she's like, yeah, it's my favorite movie. And I'm like, whose favorite movie is Jumanji?
Yeah, that's a random
so,
pick.
So I'm like, okay, but I know that they made this game because of the movie. It can't be good. It can't be good. But and nobody knows how to play it. It's still in the wrapper. And so now I have to sit down in LA on the ground, open up this game, and read all the instructions on every single thing. And it's this really elaborate, ridiculous game. Like, oh, two steps forward, six, five,
yeah.
Nine, roll the dice twice. It's like, oh my God.
Okay, wait, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're not going to answer mean because you're a nice person. But like,
yes.
Just so I can picture, and maybe other people want to picture, is she like smoking hot? Is she like a, like, what's the like physical vibe? Are you attracted to her in this moment?
She's an attractive Japanese girl.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that helps, because it's also you're willing to put up with
I should say woman, because you know, through our talks I realize she's 30 years old.
Okay.
So 30 years old.
Okay. So she's nice looking.
Just got her master's degree in storyboarding at USC, great college, so
mm-hmm.
intelligent. She lives in a nice place. I mean, she doesn't have any taste necessarily, but yeah, like no signs had sent me to like I'm in trouble before this.
Exactly.
Right? No signs pointed that.
Okay.
But now I'm feeling like this is a little weird, but also like, well, maybe this is just like her very Japanese culture coming through, and maybe that, you know, in Japan they don't have couches in every house. Like a lot of people just have like the common table that's low to the ground. They
and
don't have
you
chairs
sit
and you sit there. But she just didn't have anything.
Yeah,
it wasn't even just like, oh, there's a warming table, and there's and her desire was like she wants to get it, but she doesn't know what to get. I'm like, well, just get a couch or just get a table or
something for now. Yeah.
Something. So we're playing Jumanji and and I'm crazy. I'm just like, okay, this is crazy. And I really don't want to be playing. That's the truth. I wanted to like, let's get out of here. I can't, your dog is like pacing.
Yeah.
And you don't have any furniture and it's messy here. And you didn't offer me any refreshment or anything like that. So I was like, she's not prepared for this.
Right.
And that's okay. That's okay. I'm not trying to dog on her.
Right.
It's just like, we live in different times here. You know what I mean? Like to me, I like to, I don't know.
Well, I'm even so, just something where I'm you come so over in, and you have like, here's a orange juice.
You want
a drink?
You want some water? You want anything? It's like, it was nothing. It was just like, sit down, let's play Jumanji. You've been here 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, all right. And so we play and we finish the game after about an hour. And I'm just like, fuck. I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's go
you
get.
You played it for an hour sitting on the floor.
What do you do? What do you do? I don't want to play this. You don't want to be rude and be like, this is stupid. I'm not playing this. Like, so I was trying to be considerate. And so, then I was like, you know what? We need to get out of here. So I'm like, let's go get some food. Hey, let's get some lunch. You want to go some lunch? Oh, also, there was no off-street parking. So when I got there, I had to park in a metered parking lot. But it's downtown. So it's $5 every half hour.
What? No.
It was something ridiculous.
Where it's like, or it's like a $30 minimum or something like that.
It was something where it's like, I paid $20 right out of the gate just to park on the street for 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to park here all day.
Right.
It's going to cost me. Yeah. It's going to cost me a bunch of money.
Huh.
And so I was like, hey, how about we jump in my car and we go grab some food? And I was like, she's like, okay, okay. Now, normally, again, I'm in her city.
Yeah.
And there is a part of me that immediately thought, like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
But I was trying to be a trooper. I was trying to just like, come on, we can turn that around.
Right.
And so we get in the car and I'm like, where do you usually eat? She's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know any places. I'm like, you've been here for,
you don't cook because you have no pots or pans
a couple years and you don't like, I don't know. It's just this weird thing. And so I'm like, okay, well, what are your favorite restaurants that you've ever eaten at in like LA? She's like, oh, I really like Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
What? Is this girl like a ghost or something?
And I was like, okay, well, we're not going there. And then she's like, Applebee's. I really like Applebee's.
No, at some point,
I'm like, are you joking with me? But then I'm like, it's too developed of a joke almost to joke with me, not knowing. So then I'm like, oh, you really like these places, right?
I can't even imagine.
And then
this.
She goes, one of my dreams is to eat at Olive Garden.
No.
I'm not
this
kidding
is,
you.
This is someone nope. bet you. Someone nope. set this girl
you
up.
You would think so.
You're on punk.
You would think so.
Her dream is to eat at Olive Garden?
So she's like, yeah, they had that really funny thing where, like, I saw it on a video where they had this, like, white thing that they turn a crank and then the cheese comes out. It's like a cheese grinder. And I was like, uh-huh. Yep, they got that. Yep.
And she's been in, you said, for a while. It's not like her first day in the United States.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, she lived in a country that had restaurants, too. It's like, I don't know. Anyway, so I say, okay, we're in L.A., and I don't want to go back to her apartment, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't. So I'm like, I know there's an Olive Garden in Burbank.
Right, you and I went there.
Yeah, because, don't tell people that.
You and I went there, and then I ended up, we were going to mention our friend Brian again, because Brian and I ended up walking around the mall for like 30 minutes when we all ate at the Olive Garden, and you got so sick that you were in the bathroom,
and
that was right before Corona, and I was like joking about it, being like, there's a pandemic, and like putting my eyes
on
everything.
Right.
Remember, that was like the last like friend outing that I feel like we had all, so you already ate at that Olive Garden, you've experienced the after effects, but it's still better than like playing like a game of medicine at home or doctor or whatever.
Operation.
Yeah, whatever that's called.
You're the doctor. So I'm like, okay, I know where an Olive Garden is. I'm going to take this girl to Olive Garden, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which it just seems crazy that you're in L.A.
Making dreams happen.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's a long drive. It's going to take a bit of time. We'll kill a little bit of time this way. So we start driving. And so she starts asking me questions. And in the beginning, they're kind of like innocent questions, right? And then we get to all, I mean, they're just like, oh, so, you know, what's it like in San Diego? Or like, how do you like your job? And stuff like that. And we're just getting to know each other, mm-hmm. right? And we get to Olive Garden and she's so excited, like really excited, like almost like giddy, like, oh my God, I'm doing it. And I was like, oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But like, I also was like, shut the fuck up. Don't let anyone know that that's how you feel. Yeah. Please don't embarrass me. No. So we sit down. We order the soup, salad, and breadsticks.
Fuck yes. Oh God, even just their pasta, their fettuccine is so good.
The fettuccine.
They're so yummy.
Okay, so the waiter comes and he's like, would you like any cheese on it?
Oh, good
and
Lord.
She doesn't
this
hear
is her
it.
Moment.
She doesn't hear it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she definitely does. And she's like, she gets this like big look on her eyes, like, oh my God. She covers her mouth and almost starts crying with joy. As the guy starts grinding the cheese, right? He says, tell me when, but she doesn't hear it.
Oh, no.
So he starts grinding, and I'm realizing, like, wow, she really wants a lot of cheese. I'm like, oh, you got to tell him when. She's like, oh, 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 oh. And then she lets it go for a little longer.
This is for real?
And I was like, she got a bowl of soup and, like, a brick of cheese. I was like, this is amazing. And she was so excited, and she took a photo, and I was like,
really?
I was like, this is really cool. Really cool for her, right?
Really cool, but you're also not, like, a make-a-wish like, counselor or something.
Okay, so goes away, and then... She goes, oh, I think we have a mutual friend. I saw on Instagram, this guy wrote me, and we have the same friend. It's this guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know that guy. I don't really know him that well or whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, how did you meet him? It's like, oh, he just wrote me out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, is he like flirting with you or something? And she's like, maybe, I think so. I'm like, well, you should talk to him.
Oh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, you want me to talk to him? And I was like, Why wouldn't I want you to talk to him? And I realize very quickly, I am in a cyclone of uh-oh.
Oh, no. Olive Garden is, this is basically your honeymoon to her. You guys are making the rounds.
Right. And
the Burbank Olive Garden
is her
honeymoon.
What's crazy to me is like, if you're paying attention to me, right? I am not giving you signals. I am not
right.
flirting with you.
You're being a nice, friendly guy.
I'm just being a friendly guy. And maybe she hasn't had that, or maybe I'm the only guy that, but very quickly, it turns into like, oh, what kind of porn do you like?
What?
Out of left fucking field.
She's holding the breadstick.
Now, like, this is a Japanese girl, which I was like, whoa, you are. That was like, now it doesn't embarrass me, but it shocks me, right? And I'm like, she's like, do you watch porn? And I was like, yeah.
Wait, is this still at Olive Garden?
Yes. And so I'm kind of like thrown for a loop, okay? And I'm like,
did you guys get dessert?
No.
Okay, I need the picture.
I didn't want anything decadent coming to my table.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So she starts asking. She's like, "Do you have any fetishes?" I'm like, "Okay, where is this coming from?" Like again,
oh,
I don't mind.
God.
I don't mind talking about these things, but in that situation where I don't really know her, and it's coming out of nowhere, it kind of is shocking, right? But I'm like, oh, you know, the standard, you know, fuck your mom kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, no, I didn't say
girl
that.
With no furniture.
And I was like, wow, you're very forward or something. And so we have a little bit of discussion, but I keep it light. And I'm like, oh, you know, typically whatever. Right. So we're talking and I ask her the same questions like, well,
did you tell her it's really little skinny Japanese girls? Yeah.
No.
So you better watch that cheese, honey.
So anyway, I said, well, you've asked the question. Do you want to tell me? Clearly, people ask questions they want to tell.
Correct,
right?
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, I don't want to tell you. I'm like, okay, then don't.
I don't care.
That's okay, too. But then she's like, okay, I'll tell you. And I'm like, uh-huh. She's like, you know, it's just started to tell me like little things. But all in all, it doesn't even matter what she said. It was just the day was getting weirder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is it dominatrix that she likes?
No, like I think dominated. It was like massage or something like that.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I totally see that. But I was almost like the way a camp counselor, not yours, but like a regular camp counselor would just be like, oh, okay, that's cool, good for you.
My camp counselor is my fetish.
I know,
sorry.
Okay, so anyway, I'm going to try to burn through this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You
can't include like Olive Garden and like pet fetishes for me. These are the two languages I speak. I'm rubbing my leg ever since I was imagining the cheese.
So I decide like we're in Burbank. I'm going to drive her around. And a lot of this is just me avoiding like going back to her place. Right.
Oh,
especially
gosh.
Now, like now that porn's come up, I'm like, and she's like, wait, you want me to talk to other guys? I'm like, Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you think that I'm here for that. And I was just being nice. Right?
And even if you guys, even if this was like a romantic date, then you could almost just be like, oh, okay, maybe I'll talk to them. But like, I'm having fun with you today. Like, there's a way to almost be like, well, I would like to not, without insinuating that this is like the beginning of your relationship or
right,
something.
Right. And so I then say, like, just to say it, I'm like, oh, we start driving around, right? We start driving around town, and I show her the animation studios because there's Cartoon Network up there, there's Nickelodeon, mm-hmm. there's Walt Disney Studios, there's Warner Brothers. So I start driving around because I'm like,
this is probably so exciting to her.
Kill some time, and she was excited. She thought that was really cool. But then I said, so you don't have a boyfriend? And she's like, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later. I was like, you'll tell me. Okay. All right. What? She's like, yeah, I'll tell you later. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. She's like, I'm a virgin.
What?
Out of like, just bolts it out. Just. Bwah. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, good for you. Good for you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which made a lot of sense now.
Because she probably doesn't know how to act around a boy.
Right. Right. And then I was like, oh, that's really sweet. And then I realized, like, at first I thought she was crazy. And then I was like, no, you're a nice person. You just don't know how to act in these situations.
She's just, like, stunted in a nice way. Not in a mean way, just in a nice way.
And that's
way.
Okay.
Hence the board games and the confusion.
Yep,
She's
30 years old. She's a virgin. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
she's
not
waiting
at all.
For that right person.
You.
But then also it was like, I was like, oh, my God. I felt like a fly had just landed in a spider web. And she was like, I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
Clink, clink, clink. Getting closer. I was like, okay, that's fine. But that helps me. That helps me understand the situation.
Right? Like, and if you guys were to bang, then, mm-hmm.
Make love. Make love.
That is so impressionable because she'll like, because then, yeah, you are like a fly trapped in her web because then emotionally she's going to like put herself onto you.
Right. So here's what you should know about me. I have never, nor will I ever have sex with a virgin. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with it. Some people are into it.
Yeah.
They want to be the one that spoils the crops or something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. They want to be like, oh, once you have sex with a virgin, they'll love you forever. I have no interest. Zero. It scares the fuck out of me.
Right. Because then you know that mm-hmm. you mean like so much to them. And
right.
it's kind of, yeah.
So this day has taken some weird turns, right? And I'm like, I'm just like, okay, I really can't go back to this person's house. At all. So we're going to like kill time.
So what did you say when she said I was a virgin?
I said, that's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. Cool.
It's not weird. I don't think it's weird. I don't think anything is weird, to be honest, other than this entire day.
Do you believe like, that 1,000,000% too? Because I think
I thought that too. I was like, is she just saying that because she wants me to think that or is she actually? But I'm like, no, her actions have shown me that she's kind of a little off on social cues and things like that.
Okay.
I've met a lot of Japanese people. I have met a lot of Japanese women. I've been with Japanese women. And this was not the norm. It just mm-hmm. didn't feel the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, you know, I switch my gears even a further amount to be like, I'm just going to show this girl a nice day and then get the fuck out of here, you know? And I didn't have any idea how long I was supposed to be there, how long I'd said. I hadn't said anything. So I was just like,
right.
But I got there at like 11 or noon. And it was only 3. And I was like, fuck, how do I get out of here? So I take the longest way across LA to get back to her place. And it took us 2.5 hours. I'm not kidding you, to drive through Los Angeles from Burbank to her place in downtown. We were just like, it was taking forever. And it was a tough one. But I sound like I'm being mean to this person.
I don't
want to be mean. But at one point, I look over and she's wearing long dresses, right? Long dresses.
Uh-huh.
And at one point she pulled her dress up, her leg. And I looked over and I'm not kidding you. She had more leg hair than I do.
What?
Yes. Like by a lot. Like
man, more than a man leg hair?
You know, like I have, what are those things called where they're half man, half goat?
Oh, not a centaur. No, that's I know what you mean. Yeah.
I wish I could think of it right now.
Yeah.
Our listeners are probably like,
Yeah.
But like, that's what it looked like. I was like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is also another non-Japanese woman characteristic. I always think of them as smooth and supple.
Yeah.
I do.
All in all, I could not. I mean, then I was like, I just
want to. The hits keep coming.
Yeah, I know. I just want to go home. So we get back to her place. I have not had a good day. I really wanted to leave. And everything was just weird.
That's beyond weird, yeah.
And I get back to the place and I pull up in front of her building. She's like, she gets really surprised. Like, what? And I'm like, what? She's like, you're dropping me off? And I'm like, yeah, I gotta go. I got my puppy at home and that kind of stuff. She's like, well, I thought you were gonna come back upstairs. I'm like, well, no, sorry, I gotta go. She's like, I washed the sheets on my bed.
What?
She said those words.
Wait, I'm so confused.
I am too. I was like, I couldn't have hit the gas pedal hard enough. I was like, get
So me. She just basically said, like, we will have sex.
I am close to sure that she was setting up the day to have sex with me.
Oh my Lord.
Was about to help her
lose
her virginity.
Yeah.
And oh my God. I felt like it was the scariest thing. I felt like I was in a horror movie. Like somebody's like, oh yeah, just get in the van.
Imagine if she like retold the story to her friends. Like, we had the most romantic day, Jumanji, Olive Garden, 2 hours from Burbank to like Venice.
He took the long way home to spend more time with me.
We were stuck in traffic for 2 hours. This is the craziest thing. And also like the juxtaposition of you also over the past couple of months not really having any like date experiences and anything like that. I could imagine makes
it also
crazy.
I didn't think this was a date. It was like when you get into it, and you're like, oh, fuck, this is a date. I didn't realize.
So did she cry when you dropped her off?
She got super weird.
Aww.
Because I got out of the car and I went to hug her to be like, oh, it was so nice to hang out with you today. Thank you so much for, having me or whatever. Just trying to be nice. But I also was like, please get me out of here. And she was like, she's like, you're not like other guys. Like you're not sticky. Like. And I was like, sticky?
Wait until the pre-cum bitch.
what she meant, because I made her like explain, she meant like, normally a guy would go up to her room. Normally a guy would stick around or try to
do
have
anything
sex with her.
Just to, yeah. You can take it or leave it.
And I was like, nope, I don't want anything to do with this, like at all.
Right.
You're a nice girl and I want you to stay that way. Aww. And I would ruin you. Like I would just, like, there's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't mean I would ruin her in a sexual way. I just mean like, I don't want anything to do with this.
You guys would have sex. She'd get super hooked.
Even have sex. I would just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I just like, she clearly is on another level of like what getting to know someone is like.
You don't want to feel the leg hair through your fingers?
I felt like I was on an accidental date with a 15-year-old. That's what I felt like.
I felt like she was.
You
like,
want to talk about feeling creepy? That's it.
Yeah.
You know you shouldn't be there. This isn't right. Get me out of here, you know?
Oh, my God. The thought of her going upstairs and playing, like, Sorry by herself now. It's like, I hope she has, like, one other friend. Or maybe she could Instagram that guy, because I feel for her.
Oh, I know. I hope she.
That's such a good.
I wasn't going to tell the story because I don't want to be mean to this person.
No.
I don't. And I know this story does not paint a very good picture. And if she heard it, she'd be like.
Right. No, she's probably embarrassed.
But at the same time, it just showed me, like, how different I'm in my life to where a lot of people are, even in their 30s, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know that, or hard to imagine that people are still like that.
Yeah.
But I wish her the best.
I know you just keep asking, what's your sex life? I'm like, I'm not. And it's these kinds of things that make me go like, I'm good, I'm retiring.
I know. That's a good, thanks for feeding us a little bit, Bill. this is where, I'm like, does she want me to like pop something on and just... let it rip
no.
for her?
No. What does that mean? Like, pop something on and like let it rip?
A dild.
Oh, geez. I see what you're saying.
We'll get her hymen blood all over her non-carpet.
But here's the thing. She watches porn, so clearly she jerks off.
Yeah.
Or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Finger blasts herself. Yep. How do you refer to it when you say you're going to do it? What do you say?
Touching the goat man.
You really do?
No.
God.
I just say... I don't know. I'm too embarrassed now. Now I got shy.
All I could think about that whole time, especially when I saw her legs, I was like, you know what she needs? Manscaped.
Yes, she needs the Manscaped. Oh, my God. This whole episode is just to promote. They should come up with a trimmer/vibrator that you toggle back and forth. Manscaped, I'm here for product design.
Oh, okay, go for it. Okay, we got to do this, guys. Let's do it.
Okay.
I know we took the long road here, but I do need to talk about Manscaped because... we have a partnership with them, and they have been awesome to offer our listeners 20% and free shipping with the code CAMPFIRE at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D, manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code CAMPFIRE. What are you waiting for? Clean your balls up. Clean any hair that you've got.
Any hair that you've got.
Any hair.
I really have chin hair.
What? Are you going
to
use it?
I actually use it to bring it all together. I use like a little Japanese razor. But I mean, Manscaped, if you tell me that this is okay to use on my chin, like my chin,
yeah,
then I'm okay with that.
They got the lawnmower and they've got the weed whacker. And the weed whacker is their new thing. And it's nose and ear trimmer. And
you can do it in the shower.
And I used it. It works. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
You missed one little hair.
No, I didn't. Just kidding. Fuck you. Yeah. So if you're thinking about it, if you want your man to be groomed up,
mm-hmm.
or if you're just feeling like, hey, I'd like to shave random people on the street, this is on the go.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Just get on there. Go to manscaped.com. Put in the code CAMPFIRE and save some money. It is an awesome product. We believe in it.
Woo. Okay, Bo.
Well, honestly, I don't think there's much more I can say at this point because I need to go shower again just thinking about
that. That was a very good story, and this is why I'm a proponent of you going out on many dates just for these types of
experiences. You know, I was wondering if I should put an ad on a dating app that says, I have a podcast, it's a dating podcast, and I just want to go on dates. I will buy you dinner, but 100% we're not having sex. It's just like, go out on a date with me.
And we will exploit you.
Yeah.
And your character.
And you can we can have your character. I think it'd be fun to have people on that I would go on these like dates.
To say like, what did you think of Bo? You didn't call him back.
But I think it would backfire. Don't you think?
I think with the right girl, no. It'd be super funny to be like, you know, what on a scale from 1 to 10, what do you guys think about each other?
Yeah, but then it's going to either turn into I liked him. And I was like, oh, you like me? Hmm. And then I know me, I'm insecure. So I'll be like, oh, you like me. So I guess I have to like you, you know? And then I'll be in a mess. It's just a mess.
I know two people that have a crush on you.
No.
I do.
Two people?
Yep, I'll tell you after.
Dang.
I know. You're very liked.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They ask me about you, and I'm just like, oh, no, it's not
they
what
don't.
It seems.
No, yeah. They don't. Okay, so we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Kissy, kissy.
This episode of Campfire Shit Show was produced by Bo Hufford and Meryl Climo. It was edited by Bo Hufford, and the theme song was composed and sang by your friendly camp director, me, PB&J. If you've got a question or you want to be the next camper of the week, email us at campfireshitshow@gmail.com. Say hi to Bo and Meryl on Instagram at Campfire Shit Show, and please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Well, kids, it's time to pack up the camp and put out the fire. But don't you worry. We'll see you soon on another episode of the Campfire Shit Show. Good night, kids. Sleep tight.
What's your favorite board game, though? Seriously. Like, do you have one?
No. Checkers.
Checkers.
Yep.
Wow.
I don't have time for board games.
Really? I'm really into backgammon right now.
Really?
Yeah, hardcore.
Damn.
Yeah.
Or what's the one, Connect Four?
Yeah, Connect Four is fun. Connect Four.
I'm still like a 2-year-old.
Can you do that? Can you connect me to four women right now?
Yeah,
that's what
I
need.
Yeah.
What can I do?